Now, I want to move on and talk about this particular idea of funding the welfare state. Now, last week, of course, the government brought out a report suggesting Ireland had become a welfare state, as if we didn't bloody know it already. But should workers pay more tax to fund welfare benefits? And it seems that Regina Doherty's officials are suggesting workers pay hundreds of euro more in PRSI in order to help pay welfare benefits. Now, this is for the budget, which is on the way very shortly. What you'll find this time of the year is people start flying kites, as they call it. Politicians will throw out a statement, a suggestion of something they're going to do in the budget. See how it goes down. See how the general public feel about it. The Department of Social Protection papers argue that Irish workers pay one of the lowest rates in the developed world. So yeah, they could have fooled me. They are also concerned that rising numbers of pensioners are set to see the welfare budget come under strain, and the PRSI increase of 0.05% would cost someone roughly 50,000, 250 a year, according to papers prepared on behalf of the Tax Strategy Group. Another option is to increase the minimum payment from the self-employed by 100 euro. And Ms. Doherty has left the door open to an increase, which spokesperson said, saying that decisions on changes to PRSI rates would be a matter for government to consider in the upcoming budget. The calls for higher pay-related insurance, or PRSI as it's known, payments, come as the Department of Social Protection found that the country is overly dependent on social welfare payments, outlining options. By the way, can I just go back to something that was earlier on in this? It mentions their pensioners. You see what they're doing here, don't you? You see what Regina's doing here? She's blaming the pensioners for this. She's saying, well, what I'm saying is, when I say she's blaming the pensioners, the Department of Social Protection, the pensioners' bill, the pensioners' bill, not the bill for those who are living in this entitlement country, this country where you think you can get everything for nothing. I want a 10-bedroom house for me 12 kids. No, she's blaming the pensioners, or they're blaming the pensioners. That's what they bring up. They mention the pension bill. Because it puts a strain on our welfare budget. It's bizarre, isn't it? Anyway, to go on anyway. Outlining options for the budget, the document suggests that up to 400 million could be raised by getting workers to pay more tax, essentially. More social insurance, or PRSI. And the Department of Social Protection argues there's therefore scope to increase PRSI rates to help fund pensions and other benefits. See, there's the pensions again. Blame the goddamn pensions. I understand pensions are expensive, but they're people, the majority of whom have worked their whole life in this country and paid their taxes. They deserve it. I don't mind paying. I'll pay more tax if it means it just goes towards pensions, but it won't go towards pensions. We've 27 million a month going on HAP schemes. Many of those, deservant cases. Many of them, not deservant cases. Anyway, getting on. Some 2.5 million workers currently pay PRSI in Ireland. According to the report, almost every person in Ireland benefits directly or indirectly from some sort of social welfare payment, which amounts to 20 billion a year, which is half the money we take in tax, by the way. The report says the numbers indicate that the payments and services operated by the Department of Social Protection impact on the lives of nearly everybody in the state. Now, remember this. The bill for social welfare, going back in 2010, was 20 million or 20 billion. The bill for social welfare now, when we have so much less unemployment and loads of people are working, is still 20 billion. Why? Because people are claiming more. There's a level of entitlement has gone up. I'm not happy to stay in a 3-bedroom house anymore. I'm going to go to a 4-bedroom house now. Okay, so text 53544. Would you agree with higher taxes for workers in order to fund welfare benefits? Would you be happy to pay more tax to fund welfare benefits? That's the way I'm going to put it. Not pensions, as the government says. Yes, you agree with a great idea, or no, you think it's a rotten idea, you're not paying a penny extra. Jay, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Jay?
How are you, Niall?
Well, Jay, are you willing to pay a few quid extra?
No. I mean, I just spent a lot of money on getting my kids back to school. For what? What's the point in sending them to school to educate them if they can make more than I can now on the dole?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last couple of weeks has really sickened me in this country. Really sickened me. The government are using the pensions. These people are using their kids. Everybody's using something to get their leg up in society. And as usual, me, you, and the walking gobshite of this country that were like, are the ones that are going to have to pay for all this.
Yeah, well, they don't have enough money. That's the bottom line, according to the Department of Social Protection.
Shit sitting around. So basically, I have to go out and work even harder so the lazy shit $3 up can
do
even lazier and get more.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I have to pay till the
what a kip.
Drop.
What a kip we live in, huh?
And the godshite three doors up gets €12 less a week on his pension, on the government pension. I can't afford a private pension because I'm paying for my kids to go to school, I'm paying my rent, I'm paying everything that I have to pay. I can't afford a private pension. But yet, your man down the road gets the exact same pension as me when we both retire, get to the retirement age. Oh, man, I think... I should tell my daughters to find a good old gobshite that's not prepared to walk a day in his life. Have a couple of...
I tell your daughters, I think this is what you should tell your daughters. You should tell your daughters when they grow up to save up the plane fare to get out of this kip. That's what you should tell your daughters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, but like, I'd like to keep them with me. I'd like to keep my family around because we're hard working. So I'd like to see my kids grow up, my grandkids grow up. But what's the point? All they're going to be doing is walking for second somebody else to sit on their arse all day long.
Well, it seems that way, yeah.
Doesn't it? I mean, really, it's looking like it down here now, right? Employers in this country cannot afford social welfare wages. You can go onto a website now and there's nearly 5,000 jobs on it. Why are they not being filled?
Because a lot of people feel it's more valuable to be in the social welfare because you get your HAP schemes, you get your benefits, your grants.
Unfortunately, employers cannot pay what the social welfare pays.
You're right. Small-time employers can't compete with the social welfare.
Not even small time. Well, I'm in a big, big company here now at the moment, just coming through on my truck, and they were in the news, I think, only last year. They had to go to Lithuania last year to try and get people over to work, and they're offering a lot of money. They're offering nearly £15 an hour in there just for a young fella or a lad just to work in the warehouse.
But we worked it out one day. We worked it out mathematically. You would be better off on the dole.
€70 a week we
better
walked
off.
Out of. I walked out right now. I could march her down, get her to have one more kid because I like that £51,000 a year you can earn. You know what I mean? That's not a bad wage.
Yeah.
Have a couple of kids.
Yeah. And you would be far better off. You can get the state will provide you with housing, etc., etc.
Everything.
Yeah, you'd be far better off.
Get me back fixed that's been broke for the last 20 years for walking.
Well, no, actually, to get your back fixed, why don't you just go into jail? You get that done in jail.
Yeah, I'd get jail
for a couple of weeks.
Well done, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
I'd get me teeth done as well, wouldn't I?
The worst thing you can do in this country is be honest and work. Well, do me a favour, stay there. I'm going to come to Maria after the break. I have to go to break. You can text 53544. Got a little bit over time on this. Regina Doherty is suggesting that the Department of Social Protection and Regina Doherty are suggesting we increase PRSI for workers to pay the social welfare bill, the increased social welfare bill. Are you happy to pay it? Do you believe it'll go to a good cause? Text 53544. Right, so the text again. Why is Millionaire Boylan not talking about the non-nationals on the dole from Barry? Barry, is there a specific non-national you'd like to talk about, you gobshite? Is there one in particular, Barry, that you'd like to talk about? Of course there's non-nationals on the dole. There's Irish on the dole. Loads of people are on the dole. There's cross-section of people on the dole. We've talked about non-nationals on the dole, but obviously, Barry, you have a particular agenda with the non-nationals. And as for the millionaire Boylan, Helena, drop us in a 50 enemy wallet there so I can wipe me arse. I wish I had a million, Barry. Keep texting 53544. Are you willing to pay more taxes to fund the social welfare bill? Well, Jay isn't, but Maria, are you?
I am here, my love. How are you?
How are you, Maria?
Ha, can I ask
I
you
once
a
met a girl named Maria.
Can I ask you a question?
You can.
It's a mystery that renews every day, you know. Why do I have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to work and my neighbor at that time is still partying and drinking and smoking because she's on the welfare, I swear to God, right next door, okay?
Yeah.
And the government is paying her apartment and I'm paying my...
So she gets her apartment for free. She's out partying at night. Meanwhile, you're trying to get some kip, so you have to be up at 3 in the morning to go to work.
Exactly.
And you're paying rent. Yeah. That's why. Welcome to Ireland.
Welcome to Ireland, indeed,
Bill. Yeah, welcome to Ireland, Maria. Where if the more successful you are, the more we'll take off you. It's like Robin Hood.
And Niall, sorry for cutting across you. Have you noticed the way they begrudge the tycoons of this country? This certain bloke talking about has a thing for Dennis O'Brien, right? No matter what goes on, right? Dennis O'Brien.
I know. I've yet to find a topic where somebody won't text in and blame Dennis O'Brien.
Yeah, the man got off his arse and got out and got himself to work, and that was one of the richest.
Absolutely, he's successful.
And the wasters want to slay him.
I know, yeah, because he's wealthy.
And there are many people in the employ. He doesn't pay his taxes. He does in this country. I said he does. He's thousands of people working for him.
Absolutely. Okay, we're getting off the subject of Mr. O'Brien. It's irrelevant to the topic. I don't even know where I'm in. But Maria, so getting back anyway. So
would you? Don't you ever transform this beautiful country into a smaller copy of of Italy, because otherwise I wouldn't have any other place to go. So don't make the same mistakes, okay? Over there, you know, you don't.
Yeah. So why is it like that in Italy? Is there many people on welfare in Italy?
Yes, of course. We have all the immigrants. I mean, half of Africa is moving there. Oh. Now, politicians trying to stop this, you know? Italian people like giving out blood to pay for these people who do nothing.
Right. Okay, so immigrants have come into Italy and they're all on welfare, is what you're saying?
Oh, of course they are, yes.
Well, many of them. Not all of them, but most of them, yeah.
I would say like 90%. Because it's easier, you know, they get like 35 euro a day, they get the free phone charge, they have housing, and they have all the health insurance covered. What else do you want? Do you want to go to work? Hell no, you don't go to work. Okay.
Well, immigrants aren't the only problem. It's part of the problem, I admit, Maria, but we have our fair share of Irish people who sit on their arses and do nothing all day.
Oh, yeah, I know that this person next door is Irish. Yeah. He's not an immigrant.
Yeah. So you begrudge having to get up at 3 a.m. and go to work and pay taxes and now being asked to pay even more to fund her night out.
So now, the other question is, don't tell me that there is no job in Ireland, because if I was able to find a job, you know, and start also a little business, you know, and move. You know, there's enough work for everyone in this.
Okay, we're losing Maria's line there for some reason. Let me just go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Kevin?
Oh, hang on, Kevin. There you go. Oh, there, that's the one.
Kevin, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I heard a couple of your callers here over the last few shows talking about foreign workers.
Right, okay.
Now, I'm married to a foreign girl.
Yeah.
I married a foreign girl because I couldn't find an Irish girl who couldn't get her head out of a pub.
Right, okay.
Right, but
yeah.
My local meat factory, right, 3 weeks ago brought in 10 Brazilian workers because they could get no foreign Irish workers. No Irish, no workers.
And answer me a question. Was the money they're paying, you don't mention the name of the factory, but the money they're paying, was it, you know, minimum wage or what?
No,
was it?
I can't answer that, Niall.
Okay.
Right? But it doesn't matter. You have to start working somewhere.
Absolutely. Okay? I'd agree with you.
Now, I work 18-hour days, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah.
I work it because people can't get nobody to do different jobs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
My phone is hopping. I have a full-time job. I meet for 5 different farmers. I cut 13 lawns because nobody can get anyone, right? My mortgage is cleared at the end of this year. I never got a penny.
Good man, fair play to you.
I never got a penny once from the state. Not once.
So the only thing you'll ever get from the state is your pension when eventually you get
it. Yes. I support my child, right, who's not living with me. I'm ashamed that he's not living with me. I have 2 different children. I support mine, and I support my wife's 2 children.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a child with her, okay? Now, the problem is now, on this week's Vale Star, I'll name the paper, on this week's Vale Star, the same jobs are advertised again, because they're short of workers again. So in 2 weeks' time, and I know this from a vet who's working in the meat factory, they have to bring in another 10 farmers.
Because Irish people just won't take the jobs.
Because Irish people won't take them. But hear this now, they didn't have to pay for their lodgings, okay? And then they're providing a bus at a cost of 600 euro a week to ferry them from A to B, right? And I walk down my local street in Charleville, Mello, you go where you want, and the same Irish jackasses
are sitting outside the pub. Outside the bookies, outside the pub.
Outside, and they'll be outside the pub now all this week celebrating Limerick's win, right? And I can't afford to go into the pub with all the jobs I'm doing because I'm looking after my family. I am looking after my past family.
So basically what you're saying is we're discouraging people from actually going to work by constantly paying more, because in the next budget it has been indicated the social welfare payments will go up, but the taxpayer is going to be charged more to pay for those things.
Exactly.
So we're discouraging people from actually taking a job. I mean, okay, this job you're talking about might not be the ideal job for a guy with, say, 2 or 3 kids and a mortgage, but it'd be handy for some young fella at 20 starting out after college, wouldn't it, if he couldn't get a job?
My wife brought in her to be her second son. Okay, now we'll say she had 2 sons from a previous marriage.
Yeah.
And we have 1 together, okay? That son came to Ireland. Within 2 weeks, he had a full-time job inside in a warehouse in Elde.
Well, that's what you have to do when you're young. You have to take what's going and then you kind of work. But first of all, let me go back to Martin. You're on Classic Kids. How are you, Martin?
How's it going, Niall?
Good, Martin. Welcome to the Catholic Church, Martin. Do you have any confessions?
Listen, don't get me talking about Martin Luther and that Reformation.
Martin, can you understand why people are upset by Regina Doherty's suggestion?
I actually don't know the full gist of it, but I mean the very mention of it, I'm sure, is lighting fires on the
Well, put it this way: we normally like to keep a balanced topic, but I can't find one solitary person who actually thinks it's a good idea. But then, you know, sure, where's the surprise there?
Yeah, but see, the thing about it is, I won't cast too many stones because I have my own sins to get back to your original topic.
Well, absolutely.
But
see, Hail Mary's an Our Father for you.
But any politician who kind of says, you know, or even hints that there's going to be promotion of that, right? It's going to cause, you know, all sorts of consternation in people who are actually working their asses off. You know what I mean?
Well, of course. I mean, because it's not like we're not paying enough already.
Well, this is it now. But as I said in my text there, you're so busy you didn't get a chance to read it. I sent in a fairly elongated text there. That said, the thing that's wrong with this country is that the people don't seem to realise that we produce precious bloody little in this country. We actually produce little, right? We have a few farmers that are really wealthy and they
privileged ones.
Most farmers are kind of subsistence farmers, right? We got rid of all the fisheries around the coast and an island, if you can believe it, right?
Yeah.
Because the EU said we should, right? And we've got more civil servants, I'm sure, per capita than anybody in the second world,
and more politicians and more councillors and whatever.
You know, forget about your Googles and all the rest, right? They were kind of allowed to come here, like, because they were going to employ 2,000 or 3,000.
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but literally speaking, right? We have no. Let's get back to pre-Thatcherite rubbish, right? Well, we've no mines, we've no this, we've no the other. We had the couple of mines that we do have. There's one in Tar and all the rest, right? But that's there's very, very little coming out of that. Only there's a few people working in it all, right?
But for tourism, more than anything else. Yeah,
tourism. Yeah, sure. Yeah, but
Tara Mines. I went to it when I was a kid in school.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on, like for God's sake.
Yeah, so you're right. No, you're right. It's an independent nation. We're not producing very much.
Well, no. But the thing about it is that's one of the main reasons why the politicians decided, listen, this is a good gig, lads. We'll join the EU, right? We'll keep the centre of Europe happy, right? They'll give us shed loads of money. We can export our failed politicians over there. And, you know, we'll get a people left, right, and centre. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, hold on a second, because loads of people are texting in. So it says, hi, Niall and Alina. Maybe you could combine the drive-through confession box and car wash at the same time. Clean the inside and the outside at the same time, says Kevin. Yeah, good idea, Kevin. So much for the abolition of the USC, Niall. Thanks, says Stephen of England. So that's right. Well, Enda Kenny, I seen the picture of Enda yesterday. He's sporting a nice kind of rough beard at the moment. Have you seen him? He's like a hipster going around. But anyway, he did say we'd get rid of the USC going back about 6 years ago. He said it would be gone within 5 years. He lied. Francis, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Francis?
How you doing?
Francis, would you be happy to pay, you know, no. If it was only a small amount extra?
No, I'm not happy at all. I pay enough tax. So does my husband and anybody that I know. They're paying enough tax.
But there's poor unfortunates out there, you know what I mean? That's the argument, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm still only one paycheck away from having nothing either.
And being a poor unfortunate. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and most people are like that. They have minimal savings, if any, you know, and people are only getting back on their feet now. I mean, I have to pay for my bins. I have to, you know, I don't get anything free. If I'm on the dole tomorrow, that's it for me. You know, I get the obligatory 188, and then that maybe means tested against what my husband earns, you know?
Yeah, well, you probably won't get that. No, you wouldn't. If your husband's working, you won't get it.
Yeah, well, I'm sick of paying for people that are on methadone treatments for 10, 20, 30 years. I'm sick of paying for people that, you know, are living next door to somebody who's struggling to pay a mortgage and are getting it for nothing, you know? I'm sick of people when they have a car accident, the person that's responsible or involved in the car accident doesn't have insurance. I'm paying for everything and I get nothing. And I just think it's about
time. Seems like this country, the more I think about it, the harder you try to, you know, play your part in society, the harder the kick up the arse you're going to get.
I'm entitled to nothing, really, you know.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely
entitled to nothing. I get no help with my health if I lost my job with just my husband working.
Somebody mentions here, where was it, about Niall Boylan. Where is it going here? Niall Boylan doesn't care because he's not tax resident in Ireland. What are you talking about? You obviously know nothing about my life and my business. I can't find that text there. It's gone. I am tax resident in this country. Where else would I be tax resident, you clown? Sorry. I just had to correct that. I don't know where this person got this piece of information from. They obviously feel they know something more than I do. I wish I wasn't tax resident in this country, to be honest with you. Anywhere apart from this country at the moment, because we just seem to be, as workers, we tend to get screwed.
We're entitled to nothing as workers. You know, every time I go to the doctor, it's 60 quid. If I go down to the hospital, it's 100 quid. You know, it's just ridiculous that I am paying for everything. I'm working and have worked since I was 12, 13, you know, and I've always worked, but I'm entitled to absolutely
Well, she
nothing.
Says it's only going to be 0.5%.
I don't care what
Which
it
will
is.
Be 250 quid a year, roughly, if you're working.
What they need to do is restructure the whole... the health and the civil service. I mean, I know a few people that have taken a year off civil service.
I'd cut the social welfare. You look at the UK, we pay three times as much on social welfare in this country, right? If you cut the social welfare bill, that would encourage people back to work. So we cut the bill, the social welfare bill, try and get it back down to about 15 billion rather than the 20 billion that's out at the moment, by reducing payments. That in turn then we could take off income tax in US or USC, which in turn might encourage people to take jobs.
Yeah, but what's this about, you know, if you work in the civil service, you can take a year off. I know people
career breaks
around, you know, travelling around, their jobs are there when they come back. Who can do that? You can't do that.
I know somebody was working RTE and they were given, now I don't quote me on the sum of money, but it was a large, it was in the tens of thousands, right? A sum of money to take a break for 2 years.
That's ridiculous. I mean,
they were handed a wad of money to take a break for 2 years. Now, not obviously cash. It was obviously, you know, well, I'm assuming that's tax-free. I don't know how it works. But they were handed, you know, a lump sum of money to take a break for 2 years.
But even for your job to be held open is ridiculous. I mean, who does that? And, the, you know, they can
and then
walk
they walk back 2 years later
job.
And walk back into the job again.
Walk back into a job where somebody that wants a permanent position could have that job, you know? Mm-hmm. The whole system is completely... I won't use the language that I want to use, but it's just
a mess.
You know,
it's a mess.
We really need to restructure everything.
But what I can't figure out is our social welfare bill was 20 billion going back about 7 years ago, right? Because I remember covering the story at the time. It's still 20 billion, and yet we have more and more people working, and yet the social welfare bill is still climbing. So that leads me to believe one of two things. Well, obviously our population is aging, so the pension bill goes up a little bit, okay? But I'm not going to blame the pensioners. Mm. They've worked all their lives, right? But it also means that our sense of entitlement has gone up and people are claiming more.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, this offering people 4 and 5 bedroom houses when they're not working is ridiculous. A 3 bedroom house was sufficient. There was, when I was growing up, there was families that might have had 15 quid and they raised them, and they raised them happily and turned out lovely. We just give too much. But
yeah, I see Margaret, who got the apartment last week. On Friday, whenever it was, she got the 3-bedroom apartment in the city centre for herself and her children. I'm delighted for her children, by the way. But I did see she was in the paper over the weekend complaining that she has to get the Lewis to bring the kids to school.
Tough. I had to buy my house where I didn't live, and I had to travel into work, and I had to pay my fuel, and I had to, you know, my tax, my insurance.
I'm assuming there is schools in the city centre, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've all done it, you know. And, you know, it's either in you or it's not in you, but we're breeding people now to believe that it's okay to live on social welfare. There's nothing wrong with social welfare. It's a step up and it's a helping hand, but
Absolutely.
It's not a lifestyle.
Well, unfortunately, this country, it has become a lifestyle, Francis, and that's the problem, isn't it? Okay, listen, thank you, Francis. Agreed on, cut the payment. A 24-year-old is expected to survive on half, and so should everyone at 26+. Absolutely, I could completely agree with you. I think if you, apart from obviously those who are genuinely disabled. I don't mean the ones, the fake disabled ones, by the way. The ones who are genuinely disabled. Because the amount of people claiming disability in this country is crazy. Most of them are not actually disabled at all. It's an insult to disabled people. Those in invalidity, of course, shouldn't be cut. Those pensions shouldn't be cut. But I definitely would cut job seekers and I would cut social welfare payments. Absolutely. I would encourage people to get out and work. And the money that you could save on that, you could reduce taxes and make it more attractive for people to actually work. We need to work. People need to work. You know, sitting there expecting everybody else to pay your bills is not the way we work move in society. If you're down on your luck, you lose your job, or you're finding it difficult to pay your bills, absolutely, that's what social welfare is for. That's what the social welfare system is always set up to be. It's a helping hand. It's a support system to get you through those bad times. It was never, ever designed for you to live on for the rest of your life. But now, that's what it's coming to in this country. And you, the ticks out there who are working, are paying for it all.